Hello. Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lerzel.
Stephanie Domingo.
Coming in hot. I come to you from Detroit, Michigan, where I am recording on land belonging to the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, and Wyandot Nations.
And I'm coming to you from North Canton, Ohio, and I'm lies, you guys. I said I was going to look into whose land I was on. I completely forgot. I'm writing it on a Post-it. Tux can see the Post-it right now.
Yes. I'm sure there's probably a lot of overlap with some of the nations that I'm on as well.
Yeah, but you never know. There was a lot. Yeah, I will have this information next time, and I apologize, y'all.
Yeah.
I dropped the ball again.
Oh, you.
I know. I am a mess.
It's all right. But yeah, we are recording on the land of several many nations that are very much still out here doing their thing, and we would like to acknowledge that.
When I was a kid at school, learning the golden rule, teacher often used to say, if you don't tell a lie, there's not a reason why you can't be like Washington someday. How could Washington be a married man and never, never tell a lie?
Sure would. We're gonna do it. We meaning me. I'm gonna do it next time.
So this is Beyond Reproach, the minisode, where we are gonna just talk about whatever the hell we want today. And there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Seriously. We're waiting for your intervention. So in this mini, this is a continuation of episode 58. The episode where I talked about the rebranding of Cristofa Colombo into Christopher Columbus. And I talked about how we have Washington Irving and three murdered Italian nationals and just white supremacy to thank for the fact that he's still celebrated nationally on Columbus Day. Trash.
Just as I thought.
Since we're still in spooky season, I thought it would be not fun, but appropriate to continue to talk about this awful, awful man. So I'm going to give a very brief, because he was active for a long time, y'all. I'm going to give a brief overview of his greatest crime against humanity. So not many people know, and I don't know if you know this, but did you know that, like, Christopher Columbus, he was returned to Spain in chains?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yes. We don't tell anyone this.
No.
Little Bryler is not learning about Christopher Columbus. He's only learning the positive thing. So it turns out that even the Spanish, who were no strangers to just colonial violence and genocide and just doing awful shit to native populations, they looked at him and was like, sir, you're doing too much.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And this is the man who we celebrate once a year. So he was brutal, even for a colonizer, even for a Spanish colonizer. He was very, very, very cruel.
That's wild.
And he right? I did not know this either. Even when I researched my last scandal, I missed this part that he went back to Spain, a criminal, a wanted man. I know that you don't watch Game of Thrones, but there's a character called Ramsay, named Ramsay Bolton. He's like a sadistic monster. Mm-hmm. It seems like Columbus was him, basically. Okay. But like the dramatized version of him, who was probably nicer. I think our listeners, I'm sure there's people who've watched Game of Thrones, but this man, he liked to everyone but you.
Yeah. I just started to, like, I'd never started, but by the time I was even interested, it was too late. And I just, it feels like such a commitment. I'm like,
Yeah, you don't. You really don't. I feel superior because I didn't finish the last season and everyone's mad.
That's yeah.
Like, I still have. Do you mind if I record a podcast right now?
No, I'm taking my computer down.
Oh, okay. I'm like asking my sister for permission, you guys. Where was I? Yeah. Yeah, people are mad because I. Oh, a cookie? See, this is the joys of living at home. Uh-huh. People just bring you treats.
I just baked an apple crumble. It just came out of the oven before we started recording.
My God. Oh, it is fall.
Well, I had
apple crumbles. Yeah. Very fall.
I bought a ton of apples for the photo shoot when the people from that book were here to photograph the dining room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the I chest. Had like a big bowl of apples in the middle of the dining room table. And
I love they've just it. Been
sitting there ever since. I'm like, I need to do something with these.
Yeah, delicious props.
Yes. Anyways, back to Game of Thrones.
So I was just saying that it seems to me that Columbus was on some like real sadist shit. Like he just liked to cause people pain. So yeah, it felt appropriate for spooky season. Mm-hmm. So first up, slavery and genocide, because you know you have to start there. You got to start strong. You know, his hits.
Yes.
So when I'm gonna refer to him as his real name because we're no longer children. Mm-hmm. The man is named Carombo. So when he arrived in the Bahamas on October 12th, 1492, he was greeted by the Arawak people. And I mentioned this in the last episode that they were hospitable to him. Mm-hmm. They were an island people. They were used to people stopping by for trade, stopping by accident. So when the Spaniards landed, the people came out. They're like, hey, sis, you need anything? Like, here's some food. Do you want to trade some beads? They were extremely kind and generous with Carombo and his men.
He's like, how about some,
he would
about
later,
some death?
Yeah. He would later write in his journal that night that they brought us parrots and balls of cotton and spears and many other things which they exchanged for the glass beads and hawk bells. They willingly traded everything that they owned. They did not bear arms and do not know them, for I showed them a sword. They took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They would make fine servants.
Oh my God.
With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want.
I mean, it's not shocking in any way, but.
But we celebrate him.
Yeah.
I like,
know. That is.
This is day one. Yeah, this is his diary on day one.
I mean.
And like, this is just the beginning.
I mean, we also celebrate like Confederate generals and
you're
shit.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, we do. They don't get their own days, but we celebrate monsters. You're right. We celebrate monsters. We have fucking President's Day. Why?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody need that shit.
I mean, we're also like out here celebrating Jeffrey Dahmer and shit too. So.
Oh my God. So are you watching that shit? You're
I
not,
haven't.
Right?
I haven't. I probably will just because I'm into the true crime, but I have not yet.
I'm not into true crime. Everyone knows I'm a baby. Me baby.
Yeah.
I can't handle anything scary, spooky, and especially if it's like pulled from the headlines, this actually happened.
Yeah.
I just find it so dehumanizing.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I hate it.
I force you to listen to a story on the podcast about political murderers.
Yeah. If it was political, then I could kind of maybe. Kind of, sort of. Well, I'll hear about it, and I'm not seeking it out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But I guess there's like people on the internet like thirsting after whoever's playing Dahmer.
Yeah,
he's like not even that cute. I'm like, you guys.
I mean, the actual person, especially, was not.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they needed to make him look sexier than he actually was.
Cause TV.
Yeah.
Cause exactly. Hollywood. Cause exactly. America.
Yeah.
So back to Carombo and his awful, awful person, awful ass. Like, I hate him so much. Like, doing this research is like, I didn't even know I could hate him more, but I do. I have that like Grinch heart that grows, but like for hatred.
Yes.
So Columbo, he took advantage of their hospitality and he manipulated them into acting as servants, the ones that he didn't just kill, because they were a people that was trying to work with others. They didn't have that competitive, violent nature.
Sure.
This tribe, at least. So he wrote another journal entry that read, "As soon as I arrived in the Indies," bitch, you were in the Indies.
That's, yeah.
"No, on the first land which I found," nope, again, you didn't find shit. "I took some of the natives by force in order that they might learn and they might give me information of whatever there is in these parts."
Okay.
Yeah.
He's trying to teach them, but they're telling him things. Yeah. Like, they don't, yeah, okay. They just want to be civilized.
You said it. Yeah. So Spain was excited to see Corombo back so soon from Asia. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at him. I guess the ocean was shaped like breasts. Yes. He's back so soon. They granted him his request for more ships and men for a second of many expeditions. And he promised to bring them back gold and enslaved people. But since the gold that he spoke of was imaginary, he just got really into enslaving people.
I see.
Yeah. He was promised 10% of the profits of the enslaved humans and the gold. If he would have found gold or large quantities of gold, he was entitled to 10%. So he was making money on his brutality.
Yeah.
He was also made governor of the islands. Oh, where he landed and claimed for Spain. And he also got a new title. He was the Admiral of the Ocean Sea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When I read that, I read it in a few different sources and I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, it reminded me of when Elvis got that fake DEA badge. Yes. Like, yeah. Did they make this shit up? The Admiral of the Ocean Sea? No. Sure. This is not a real thing. Uh-huh. This is lies.
Oh my God.
So Corombo and his men, they locked up 1,500 Arawak people in cages in 1495. The quote unquote best enslaved people were shipped back to Spain. And many of them never reached the country due to the conditions on board. After experiencing really intense cruelty and genocide, the Arawak eventually rallied together and they fought back the Spaniards. They didn't succeed. A lot of them died. The ones that did not die were all hanged or burned alive by Corombo.
Jesus.
Yeah. The persecution was so intense with the Arawak that they chose to die by their own hands than risk death at the hands of the Spaniards. And they went so far as to even poison their crops and feed their babies poison so they wouldn't be enslaved.
Oh my God.
So within two years, half of the Arawak people in the Bahamas and in Haiti were dead of murder or suicide.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. By 1650, the Arawak nation was completely gone, extinct. God. He killed all of them. Yeah.
1650. When did he land again?
Don't you know?
The first one.
1492. We have that little jingle.
Oh, okay. 1650. So he was dead by then. So it wasn't just him. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It was
that's
a colony was, that he's...
For some reason, I was in my head, I thought you meant Earth. I thought they were all gone while he was still around. I was like, wait,
no.
1492 to 1650 doesn't...
No, he's...
The math ain't math.
He dead.
Yeah.
The math ain't math, and he's rightfully dead, and okay. They all should be able to piss on his grave. Yeah, right? So, I mean, I guess because many of the people were enslaved, perhaps the Arawaks did survive in that way, but everyone on the island was dead.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
All of the natives on the island.
Yeah, their genetics may still be out there, but their culture is not. And they're, you know what I mean?
It's so sad. It's really...
It's
just,
I mean, it's
unimaginable.
Monstrous. Literally monstrous. Yeah.
So next up, torture. Because when he wasn't enslaving people, he loved to see people in pain. Mm. So he was obsessed with finding gold on these islands. He told the queen and king that he knew that there was gold there, just like he knew that the ocean was abreast. Like he got this. He believed that there were hidden fields of overflowing with doubloons, I guess, in Haiti specifically. He just had a feeling that it was all there. So he forced every native person over the age of 14. Everyone over the age of 14 was required to give him a certain amount of gold every 3 months. He was kind of like the mafia in that way. Like everyone, if 14 and up, had to pay this like bribe essentially to keep living not peacefully, but like keep living with all of your body parts. Sure. Because if you failed, your hands were cut off.
Oh my God.
And it was especially cruel because there was never any gold on the island.
So what did people do? Just
they
lost
got
their
hands chopped off. Yeah, they got their hands chopped off is what they did.
So just everyone on the island just didn't have any hands?
Well, he was there, yes. Well, I guess they just took one hand. They just took one hand.
Okay, still though, that is...
Like
he didn't realize after cutting off half the people's hands, like, oh, they just don't have gold here.
I think he just liked to cut people's hands off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They didn't believe that the Arawak were people.
Yeah.
He loved to just behead people for like petty shit.
Oh my God.
So after the natives fought back, you know, they attacked the Spaniards. He ordered his men to round up the leaders. And these people weren't leaders. He was just picking people and like executing them in front of everyone as a way to scare people out of rebellion. He grabbed children. He cut their ears off, like just did a whole bunch of really barbaric things in full view of the tribe to scare people. So under Carombo's leadership, his men mutilated natives without a second thought. They they tested their knives on people. Apparently they rode around on their backs like they were animal, like they were just doing crazy shit, because anything went under Carombo, because he had this culture of just violence, like extreme, despicable, like kind of creative violence against these people. So his men were just like following suit.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a story. I didn't find a story. I read an article with this story. God, I wish I didn't find this story. It talked about how there was this group of Spaniards who casually walked by a couple of young native boys. These kids each had their own parrot. They're just playing with this parrot. They took the parrot from these kids and then just beheaded them for fun. Like the kids, not the parrots. They stole their birds and then kept the parrots and chopped off their heads just because.
Holy fucking shit.
Children.
What the fuck?
Just really outrageously monstrous. Like, I don't know, like they were bored. I don't know. I can't even put myself in the mind space of someone who would kill children to take their birds and behead children. Like, why? Like, there's no reason for that. And if you're thinking about enslaving people, you just killed two potential enslaved people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're
like, what are you guys doing? They're just, they were just hurting people to hurt people because there was no consequences. So I feel like now is time to take a little break before we get into the more to come.
Oh, no. Okay, I guess we have
whatever. You were going to watch Dahmer. This is what you get. Just kidding.
And it looks like we're live here.
I'm one of your hosts, Hamish.
And I'm your other host, Aaron Conway.
And welcome to our show,
The Third Wheel.
And today we're joined by...
Hello everyone, I'm Anna Blackburn.
I'm Josh.
My name's James.
Yes, I'm Nish.
My name's Snaney Josh.
I'm Gina.
Hi everyone.
I'm Lil.
This is Jakeshri.
I'm Tam.
Hi, I'm Deja.
I'm Nico.
I'm Ashley.
My name's Dar.
I'm Shami.
That's just a few of our previous guests. Every episode we're joined by a Third Wheel to hear their story, debate some juicy topics and play some games. You can find us everywhere at thirdwheel.fm and follow us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at thethirdwheelfm.
Like jumping on this podcast, The Third Wheel. Like, I love being The Third Wheel right now. It's fantastic.
Okay, so we're back.
Unfortunately.
Tuck's tried to leave. But he's on camera.
I don't want to hear the rest. I need... I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Holy shit.
Yeah. What's that? Tina from Bob's Burgers.
Oh. Like, That's totally me right now.
Yeah. So onward to...
And downward.
Rape.
Yeah.
Yes. So we all know about just the rape that happened in Latin America and the Caribbean because of the Spaniards. This is not groundbreaking. This is why people from the Caribbean and people from Latin America look the way that they do. Mm-hmm. It's rape. What is noteworthy was that Corombo was not the one raping women. There's no reports. Maybe he did it and just didn't write it down. That's possible, because why would you write this down? But there are reports from his men of him kidnapping women to give to his men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. It's like presents.
So that happened pretty frequently. But the fact was, what was even more upsetting about it was that he was kidnapping children as young as 9.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He did write in his diary that there are plenty of dealers who go about looking for girls. Those from 9 to 10 are now in demand, and for all ages, a good price must be paid. Yeah. Remember, he's getting 10% of everything.
No, I don't like this story.
No, this story is bad. God. But this is people need to know.
Yeah, everyone's favorite.
Why this man is so bad. Like, he's not just regular bad. He was a monster.
Yes.
He was a monster. Like, took pleasure in hurting people, hurting children, creating an environment where people could just be butchered for funsies. People need to know this.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I am coming towards the end. Last but not least, Corombo was shitty to his own people as well. Mm. Boo-hoo, the end. Just kidding. So he had Spaniards, his own men, like, whipped in public, tied by the neck and bound together by the feet just for trading gold for food. Because there was a period of time when, I guess, like, Spain's money didn't come in and, like, people were getting really desperate. Mm-hmm. So people were trading gold that they had. I don't know where they got this gold. His men had gold somehow. Yeah. And were trading,
like, that's my gold.
This
gold.
Yeah. He was basically saying, like, you can't trade gold for anything. You just have to starve. Like, this gold, keep it to yourself or give it to me. So he would make public demonstrations out of these people. And even the most minor crimes would set him off. He hung people, like, to death for stealing bread. One boy's hand was nailed to the spot where he trapped a fish. He was just fishing because he was fucking hungry.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he was just making examples of people. He wanted to create it's terrorism 101. He's creating a culture of fear. Everyone's afraid that, like, he could do anything at any moment, because he frequently did anything at any moment.
Yeah.
He had a man whipped 200 times for stealing a sheep and lying about it. And he had another man whipped 100 times because he couldn't get enough food. Like, he was supposed to bring him a certain quantity of food and he brought less. So he was whipped 100 times. Yeah.
I can't. What?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess in the example of Ramsay Bolton, he was a bastard son. Mm-hmm. I didn't look into Carombo because I don't give a fuck about him.
Yeah.
But maybe his dad was really shitty to him. I don't know. The man was a monster. I don't care why he did what he did.
I don't particularly. I didn't have a great relationship with my dad growing up either, but I'm not out here torturing strangers.
You're not whipping people 200 times in the public square because they told a lie. So he treated Spanish women even harsher than he treated Spanish men. After one woman spoke ill about Carombo, he had her tongue cut out.
Christ.
Another was stripped and whipped in the public square. On top of a donkey. I don't know why this is the detail that I read. Whipped on top of a donkey for lying about her pregnancy. So you're whipping a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
Naked.
Cool.
Just.
Sounds chill.
Yeah, real chill. Like, I could see that. Maybe that's where we're going one day. His terrorism eventually did make its way back to Spain because he's doing this now to Spanish people.
Yeah.
He's doing this to other colonists and they're just like, no, dude, you can't do this to us.
Yeah.
We're just like you. So in 1498, there was a revolt of the colonists on Hispaniola. I don't know if you know, Hispaniola is the island of Haiti and the DR.
Okay.
All these colonists, they revolted against him. They're just like, you're not going to keep doing this to us.
Yeah.
You're not going to keep torturing us. Mm-hmm. You and your men, you're not going to create this atmosphere because, you know, essentially like we're going to overthrow you and then it's going to get back to Spain, which it did.
Yeah.
So Spain was forced to send a better, quote, better suited governor to take his spot, and Carombo was arrested and brought back to Spain in chains.
But only because the islanders revolted. If that hadn't happened, they would have been like, go ahead and do what you got to do to bring us all of these slaves and gold.
I mean, probably. Yeah. I mean, I didn't read about that specifically, but it does make sense because when these colonists revolted, they're the ones paying like the colonial tax. They're like giving money back to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like, there's like stakes involved.
Sure.
If Spain wants to keep collecting that money and keep having access to all of those enslaved people coming from that island. So yeah, I don't, yeah, probably not. If he hadn't brutalized his own people too.
Well, sure. Perhaps. Obviously they revolted. Oh, I see what you're saying. But yeah, the people revolted because he was so awful. But also, it's like, it kind of sounds like Spain was just like, well, you couldn't keep shit under control. So that's why you're being.
Yeah.
It didn't have
I think it was both.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you might be right. It might be the revolt. Like, had they been able to just like keep brutalizing them and like they were quiet about it,
exactly,
maybe Spain would have been like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, the whole thing is monstrous,
right?
Yeah.
No, so sadly, in 1502, his charges were cleared.
Of course
because of his, quote, significant discoveries. Mm-hmm. Bitch, he didn't discover it, but he was his he He never was able to regain his like authoritative titles.
Okay.
But he was able to like get out of prison.
Sure. I mean, he discovered that the ocean is shaped like a booby.
Yeah.
The ocean sea.
He sure did. Yes, the ocean, the admiral of the ocean sea. Yeah, so that's the end. That's just an overview, but I learned a lot just looking at these few things. I'm like, oh, he was like, he was like really, really like villain bad.
Like
worse went than- out of his way to be awful.
Completely
to everyone.
Yeah. Worse than a serial killer. Way like
yeah.
Way worse than a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean all the bodies he had, him and his men, just island hopping throughout the Caribbean. Yeah, and even by like the Spanish like Inquisition standards, they were looking at him like, dude, what?
You need to chill out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. And this is the man that we celebrate.
Good fucking God.
Yeah.
Well, not no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not I think my it's holiday.
Not my holiday as well. I think it's, I believe the Senate has to vote to get rid of it officially. That's like Biden right. was able to combine the day.
It's officially Indigenous people.
I shouldn't say it's never.
It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening in our lifetime.
Well, if AOC gets in there,
yeah,
I could see it happening.
Yeah.
But short of that, no.
Yeah.
Short of that, absolutely not. Yeah. So the end.
Well, I'm sorry that you had to research that story because I'm also too. Sorry that I had to hear it. But thank you for telling
me. People need to know.
It's important. It's important for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And it's such a foundational lie that we tell yeah. children.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you have small kids and they come home with this propaganda, you don't have to tell them about all of the, you know, the rape that and the genocide, but just children. Tell them like,
yeah,
yeah. Tell them that this man was arrested for his crimes
yes.
and was not someone that we should celebrate.
That's yeah. That's a good way to put it is that like, he was so monstrous that he was arrested for his crimes and sent back to Spain. And
yeah.
imprisoned.
Yeah, that's all you have to say.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
let them know. And kids are like, I love kids for when they learn the truth, they become like little truth soldiers. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they're just so happy, or at least like the kids in my orbit are so happy to like educate other kids.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
I love it.
Well, I suppose we should wrap it up so I can go cry. Into my pillow.
This is why I'm actually drinking during yeah. this mini because I needed it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I guess we are done. I can't go any further with this. So thank you guys so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lerzel.
Stephanie Domingo.
Thank you especially to our new audio editor, Dev. We could not do this without him. All right.
We thanks. Could not.
Thanks, guys. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note that we are not historians. We're just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. And we also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.